The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Frank Isola. You might remember me if you just saw me on Around the Horn.
And I'm Tony Kornheiser. You might remember me if you just saw me downstairs in my kitchen. Because this is my commute every day. From the bedroom to the kitchen to the attic. Maybe if I'm doing my podcast,
you don't
stop in the dining room. I don't go anywhere. Like, this
Where's
is
Michael
it.
Michael Wilbon holding vigil outside Wrigley Field? Where is he?
Wilbon could be in Chicago, where he has a home, Arizona, where he has a home, Los Angeles, where he'd like to have a home, certainly not in Washington, where he also has a home.
He's doing okay. Yeah,
he's got a lot of homes. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Kyrie Irving plans to coach, Jimmy Butler pledges victory, and Vic Fangio avoids the post-game handshake. But we begin today with the Padres' dramatic and thunderous comeback win over the Cardinals last night. San Diego got five different home runs in the sixth inning and beyond, one by Manny Machado and two each by Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers. They became only the second pair of teammates ever to each hit two home runs in a postseason game. You may have heard of the other pair, George Herman Ruth and Lewis Gehrig. Frank, game three is tonight. Which team do you think baseball is rooting for?
Well, we know the history between the Dodgers and the Cardinals. They have a long, rich history. I'm still thinking about Jack Clark running into Mike Socha when he was a catcher of the Dodgers back in the 80s. So for ratings, that might be better. In terms of growing the sport, though, Tony, wouldn't you want to get Fernando Tatis Jr., you know, in front of a national audience? Here's a guy who's one of the young, exciting players, only 21 years old. And the incredible thing is the last 20 games in the season, he only batted 164. He wasn't playing that well, but in an important moment, an elimination game, he came through in a big way. This is one of the young rising stars in the league. Baseball may want the Cardinals. I want the Padres.
Okay, so I'm going to make the case for the Cardinals. They are a traditional team. If you match them up with the Dodgers, it's classic. They have more World Series than any team in the National League. I think the Dodgers are probably next. So, and as you say, the ratings would be good because these are national teams. San Diego is a regional team without any particular history. I don't think they've ever won the World Series. Maybe they've been there twice. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong about this. That's the case for the Cardinals. I reject the case utterly. And what I'm going to go to is what you're hinting at about baseball, okay? Baseball in its advertising in the last few years has stressed two things, individuality and flair, right? Let the kids play. Bat flips, long hair, all of it. That's not the Cardinals. That is the Padres right now. I believe baseball wants the Padres. I believe baseball wants a Dodgers-Padres series in the same way that they're going to get a Yankees-Rays series. And I think that it's because of the appeal to youth that baseball's trying so hard to get.
And you talked about the Padres' history. You were right about the two World Series. The last two times they've played elimination games at home over the last 22 years, they've lost both of them. That includes the 98 World Series when Trevor Hoffman came in and Scott Brosius hit a ball which still might be traveling. By the way, if they do advance and play the Dodgers, Mike Clevinger, it looked like he might be out. Now there are reports that he might be able to pitch. They would need him to play the Dodgers. But you're right, Tony. Getting a chance to see Fernando Tatis play against the Dodgers, that would be great for baseball. The ratings might not be great, but for fans, I think that would be a better matchup.
I'm going to tell you something. I picked the Cardinals to win. I thought the Cardinals were locked at 4-0, and Adam Wainwright could not hold the lead. I was looking at the fact that the Astros and the Dodgers and the Yankees, you know, that traditional teams had already advanced, and I got this one wrong. I did. So.
Yeah, and they did something that hadn't been done since 32, like you mentioned, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. You didn't cover that game for the New York Times, or was it Newsday you were working at back then? I could have sworn I read
Newsday
a great
column. Newsday was not around then. I had gone to high school with Gehrig, so I knew him pretty well.
You did a good job on that column. All right, Let's move on to your good buddy, Tony. Kyrie Irving says the media is creating false narratives about his recent comments on Kevin Durant's podcast. Kyrie told Durant that this is the first time in his career he has had a teammate who can make the same shots that he does, which might come as a surprise to LeBron. He also said, quote, I don't really see us having a head coach. How about that? KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach. And that might come as a surprise to head coach Steve Nash. Kyrie said today, if I'm addressing anyone, I'll say their name. All right, Tony, are you and your fellow journalists creating false narratives here?
So let me go point by point on this. Kyrie Irving is right that he did not mention LeBron's name. He did not. Okay, what he said was, every single teammate on every single team I've ever been on before Kevin Durant
That's right.
couldn't take the last shot. I had to take the last shot. So he was on a team, Cleveland, with LeBron James. Again, now we're talking every team. That's what he said, every team. So without naming LeBron James, he took a direct shot at LeBron James. I mean, that is exactly what he did. He did not name him, but he took a direct shot at him. I have notes here. He is so miserable. He is so toxic. I cannot believe that anyone really wants to play with him. Ask the people in Boston if they're happier when he left. I wondered, the owner of the Nets, does he know what he's getting into with this guy?
You know, Tony, if just from the statistical standpoint, right, Kirk Goldsberry of ESPN, he had the stats from 2014 to 2017, Kyrie and LeBron playing together. He calls them clutch shots. Last 5 minutes of a game, the score within five. LeBron has taken more, made more. He shot at a higher percentage on field goals and also three-point attempts. So LeBron, when you played, Kyrie, when you played with LeBron, he was more clutch than you were. And why would you pick, you talk about bad timing, why would you pick right now to kind of maybe take a couple of subtle shots at LeBron James? He's in the finals yet again. He's about to win another title again. You played in 20 games with your new team, and they went 8-12 in the games that you played. Why would you pick now to talk about it? Here's another thing, too, Tony. Yeah. When he talked, he goes back at the media. He said to, he's going to do something later on because he feels like, he said, I think it's time I speak for myself. That's just what you did.
Really?
You spoke for yourself.
Yeah, who are you speaking for? These are not subtle shots. I heard the bell. I'm going to go on for a little while. On the part where he says, I don't really see us having a head coach. Really?
Ridiculous.
Then what is Steve Nash doing there at this point? I mean, this is, you know, you have cut off Steve Nash's legs before you have ever played a game for him. A two-time MVP, I believe, as opposed to Kyrie Irving, a zero-time MVP. And, you have also cut off the GM, Sean Marks. You basically said to him, you think you run this team, big boy, but you don't. I run this team. I mean, how, how long does this go on? Let's stay with basketball. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are obsessed with thinking that the media is obsessed with them. Everything they do is like this little mini battle with the media. It's absurd. It's the NBA Finals. You're not here. LeBron is.
He hates everybody. He hates every teammate. He hates everything. Let's stay with basketball and move to what Jimmy Butler has to say about tonight's Game 2 of the Finals, in which Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo might not play. Butler said this, and I'm quoting here. You're talking about adversity. We thrive in that. They, meaning the Lakers, probably think they'll do that to us three more times in a row. I beg to differ. We know we can win, but we've got to play perfect. All the adversity, backs against the wall, yada, yada, yada. We're going to win, unquote. Frank, are you with Butler?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. And, you know, the most recent reports are that Bam will likely not play Game 2. He'll try to play Game 3 on Sunday. So if he's not playing, that'll mean Kelly Olynyk, probably Myers Leonard. And I think Miami, you know, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, they've been through this before. You lose this game tonight, now you're trying to beat LeBron 4-5 games. I think you'll see a much more, much different Miami team. I think they'll be a lot more desperate. I think they'll be a lot more physical. Now, will the Lakers shoot that well? Maybe not, but Miami has to muck up the game a little bit, make it a little nastier if they want to have a chance.
So there's two things to be said. One is that it's conceivable that the Lakers, other than LeBron, will have a letdown of sorts because they think it's going to be easier still in Game 2. And the second thing is, the easiest loss to overcome in a 7-game series is the first game. Look at the Lakers this year. I believe twice in the playoffs, the Lakers lost the first game and then came back to win four in a row. I love this quote by Jimmy Butler. It reminds me of Namath. It reminds me of Messier. I wish him all the luck in the world. But I think if you lose those two guys, it's crippling to your team. All of the pressure now goes on Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler is going to have to deliver in the absence of Dragic and Adebayo. And I root for him to do it. But like you, Frank, I don't think he can do it. I don't.
Yeah, you know, Pat Riley, when he coached in this town in New York, he always had a saying, make them feel you. That's why I think they'll be more physical. Another thing to look out for, Kendrick Nunn, who was starting right up until the bubble, then Goran Dragic took over, was the Heat's leading scorer. If he has to play a lot of minutes, he has played well, but let's remember, he is a rookie.
Yeah, let me get to LeBron for a second in my continuing love affair with LeBron. Apparently, the Lakers were up about 26 the other day when Dwight Howard did something like this, made goggles on his eyes, like, look at us. And Anthony Davis said, it's over, and LeBron got angry. And afterwards, he said, look, I was against Dallas, and we had a big lead in the finals, and we lost it. And I remember that. I've got a feel that he would almost like it to be a close game, Frank, so that he can go to Dwight Howard, and he can say, shut up. We don't need this.
He's done it before.
Yes. Coming up, will Doc Rivers lead the Sixers past the second round of the playoffs?
And will Cam Newton and the Patriots upset the Chiefs on Sunday? Fortune teller is next.
Fortune teller in which I wear shmata and earrings and a hat. Pretty excited.
Is it in the attic?
That.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
When I'm in my attic, I'm much closer to the communal vibrations that fuel my gift of seeing the future. In fact, I sense the first call.
What's up, Tony? Hey, Frank. Do you see Doc Rivers getting the Sixers beyond the second round?
So let's understand, he never got the Clippers past the second round. But he did get the Celtics past the second round. And you might ask, why am I saying that? And I'm saying that because of geography. He's going to the Eastern Conference. It's the easier conference. You say, who's really good? Well, Milwaukee's really good, but what if Giannis leaves? Well, Toronto and Boston are really good. Okay, but they just lost. It's easier to do this in the Eastern Conference. And so, even though I said yesterday I wouldn't have taken this job, I wouldn't want Embiid because he doesn't like Simmons, he doesn't respect Simmons. My friend David immediately wrote me and he said the most overrated thing is chemistry. He said Shaq and Kobe didn't like each other. He pointed out a bunch of Yankee teams that won World Series that didn't like each other. Maybe he's right. Maybe this is the right spot for Doc, though I didn't think so.
I really appreciate Doc Rivers listening to us. We spent about 10 minutes telling him why he shouldn't take the job. And about an hour later, he took the job, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I agree with you about the conference. You know, you left out Miami, though. Miami, Toronto.
I did.
Boston, Milwaukee.
I did.
Now, but the one thing about Embiid and Simmons, though, all right, they're not getting along, but they're also not winning. And that is this, and they also don't play enough. They're always hurt. I think Doc's first big part of this job is getting both of them on the same page. Because, Tony, if it doesn't happen, at some point, you're going to have to consider trading one of them. And I'm not trading the 6'10" guy that can handle the ball. Those guys don't grow on trees.
So what I would have said to Doc is, you can take this job if they give you the right to get rid of one or the other. That's in your hands. So we'll see. Next.
Hi, Tony. This is Skig calling from Livorno, Italy, watching you on the Armed Forces Network. Do you see Cam Newton and the Patriots upsetting Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I'm much more impressed with the call than the actual question, the caller. Good for him. Do I see them upsetting the Chiefs? Not in Arrowhead. I don't. I think Andy Reid respects Bill Belichick too much to let his team have a letdown after a great performance on Monday night against Baltimore. But I would take the 7 points. I would take the 7 because I think that Belichick is going to slow the game down. He's going to run and run and run if he can. He's going to let Cam Newton run and run because he wants to keep Mahomes off the field. He wants to do it in small chunks rather than large chunks. That's what Baltimore failed to do. They passed the ball too much. They had 28 passes, Frank, for I think something under 100 yards. Yeah. It's just not good enough. And people not named Lamar Jackson only got 12 rushes. They should have been running the ball more. They wouldn't have had to punt 3 times. Kansas City only won. So I'll take the 7, but I won't take New England.
The Patriots come into the game with 534 rushing yards. That's the most in the NFL after 3 weeks. That's what you have to do. You keep the ball. That means you control the clock. When the Chiefs lost last year in the regular season to the Texans had the ball for 40 minutes. That's what you have to do. You have to keep Mahomes off the field. Because I got to be honest with you, Tony. I don't ever see Mahomes losing. I think he's already at a point where you're going to be surprised when he loses a game. That's how good he is.
No, he's absolutely a prodigy. But I would take the 7. And if it went to 7.5, I'd jump. I sense that was our last call, but in our future, I see us discussing Vic Fangio's decision not to shake hands with the Jets after last night's game.
I'm not shaking your hand either. And I see Tom Brady having to play the Chargers without a couple of big weapons.
Can't shake my hand because I'm in my attic. I'm 150 to 250 miles away from you. This is where I am.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Happy time, people. Happy 58th birthday, Mark Rippon. Maybe today he's known as Brett Rippon's uncle, but in 1991, Mark Rippon had a storybook season, the kind movies are made of. He was quarterback of a Washington football team that went 17-2 overall, losing those 2 games by a total of only 5 points. Washington outscored its opponents by an average of 16 points a game. Rippon, an unheralded 6th-round pick from Washington State, had Art Monk, Gary Clark, and Ricky Sanders to throw to. And they caught everything he threw and then ran with it. Clark averaged 19 yards a catch, Monk 15 and Sanders 13. Rippon was an average quarterback in every season not ending in 91. Other than that year, he was 33-29. But in that bandwagon season, he was spectacular. He was MVP of the Super Bowl that Washington won over Buffalo, 37-24 in Minneapolis. On a personal note, I know Mark Rippon a long time, covered him. I think he's a prince, and he's a terrific golfer. He's won a bunch of celebrity tournaments. hits it 80 to 100 yards past me, no matter what club I'm using.
I'll tell you what, that's when Washington was a football team. You know, Tony, him winning, he won the MVP right around the same time Jeff Hostetler led the Giants to a Super Bowl. You don't need the legendary quarterback to win, Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco, Brad Johnson. You could win with a guy like Mark Rippon, at least one.
Happy anniversary, Bob Gibson. On this day 52 years ago, in Game 1 of the World Series, the Cardinals legend struck out a World Series record 17 Tigers on his way to a 4-0 shutout over Denny McClain. This was one of the most anticipated pitching matchups in World Series history. McClain had won 31 games that season, a number nobody has come close to since. Gibson had posted an incredible 1.12 ERA, a number nobody has come close to since. Although Gibson got the better of McClain, the Tigers got the better of the Cardinals, as Mickey Lolich won three times for Detroit. The next highest strikeout number in the World Series is 15 by Sandy Koufax. Koufax and Gibson were the greatest pitchers in the National League in the 60s. Both are in the Hall of Fame. Both are revered. Koufax had the best fastball and best curve and four no-hitters. Gibson was completely overpowering, and hitters feared standing in the box against him.
You know, in the early 80s, the Mets brought in as a broadcaster Tim McCarver. And Tim McCarver obviously caught for Bob Gibson. I never saw Gibson play, but every broadcast, Tim McCarver would give some story about Bob Gibson. And you mentioned the word revered. That's how Tim Carver feels about Bob Gibson. Absolutely.
And should. Happy trails to post-game handshakes after last night's Broncos-Jets game. Broncos coach Vic Fangio told his players to avoid handshakes and go straight to their locker room after the Broncos beat the Jets last night, 37-28, for their first win of the season. Now, you might think Fangio was being cautious about the coronavirus, and that's a nice thought. Wrong. Fangio said it was to avoid a confrontation. The coach and his players were steamed after the Jets piled up 6 personal fouls on defense, including 3 flags for roughing first-time starter Brett Rippon. This is not totally unexpected from a Greg Williams defense. He of Bounty Gate infamy. Fangio wouldn't even shake hands with Jets coach, at least for the moment, Adam Gase. Gase is now 0-4 and has everyone in New York calling for his head on a pike, except as yet, Christopher Johnson of the ownership Johnsons, who, after game one, gave Gase a vote of confidence and called him a brilliant offensive mind. Since then, the Jets are 0-3 and have been outscored 104-48.
Yeah, it's been embarrassing. And what happened last night, especially with Greg Williams as a defensive coordinator, this is something that the league should look into. I do not blame Vic Fangio at all for not shaking hands. He didn't want a fight to break out on the field. That's how upset his team was, and rightfully so. The Jets completely crossed the line. The only problem is they don't cross the goal line enough. On the field, they do stuff like that. That was totally out of line what they did, hitting that poor quarterback like that. Ridiculous.
One correction, it's the Giants with 8 who have the second most World Series titles of National League teams, not the Dodgers who have 6. I was wrong on that one. Let's go to the big finish. The Steelers-Titans game has been rescheduled for Week 7. Your thoughts, Frank?
Well, 2 more Titans tested positive this morning. What I'd be worried about, what about next week's game? That could be in jeopardy. All right, Leonard Fournette and Chris Godwin are out for the Bucs against the Chargers. Is that a big deal?
I think it is. Those are big offensive weapons. I mean, Tom Brady's got 5 or 6 people to hand the ball to or throw it to, and now he's got 2 less. Big college football weekend. Are you smelling any upsets?
No, but the one thing is, all of these teams, if they lose one game, it could impact them in terms of the playoff. As we know, the only team it never impacts is Alabama. Alabama will be one of those Final Four teams. The A's eliminated the White Sox. Are you impressed?
I am, and I'm happy for them. There's a statistic that is absolutely unbelievable. They hadn't won an elimination game since 1973.
Amazing.
They had lost 9 straight elimination games. Last one, WNBA Finals begin tonight. Storm and Aces. Who you got?
The MVP, Asia Wilson, plays for the Aces. Their coach is Bill Ambeer. The Storm are going to win. Breanna Stewart. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's you. I wanted to read for you.
It's my read. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Frank Isola. Wilbon will be back on Monday. This time, I promise. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast.
I think there might be a full moon tonight.
It's going to rain.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.